came from a specific experience. I was in a beautiful airport, Cologne Airport, which is a very beautiful building. Early one Sunday morning, the light was beautiful, everything was beautiful, except they were playing awful music. And I thought, there's something completely wrong that people don't think about the music that goes into situations like this. You know, they spend hundreds of millions of pounds on the architecture, on everything except the music. The music comes down to someone bringing in a tape of their favorite songs this week and sticking them in, and the whole airport is filled with the sound. So I thought it'd be interesting to actually start writing music for public spaces like that. And I started to think, so what kind of music would that have to be? Obviously, it mustn't interfere with human communication, so it has to be either higher or lower than voice sounds are. It should last a very long time because you don't want changes all the time. It should be possible to be interrupted by announcements and so on without suffering. So I started to imagine a kind of music that would work in public spaces. I was thinking about flying at the time because I thought that everything that was connected with flying was kind of a lie. You know, when you went into an airport or an aeroplane, they always played this very happy music, which is sort of saying, you're not going to die. There's not going to be an accident. Don't worry. And I thought that was really the wrong way round. I thought it would be much better to have music that said, well, if you die, it doesn't really matter. You know, and so I wanted to create a different feeling that you were sort of suspended in the universe and your life or death wasn't so important. So rather than trivialize the thing, I wanted to take it seriously, the possibility that you were actually now going to sit in space, which is what you do when you travel on an aeroplane.